This is WKSU News. I'm Tim Rudell. Akron City Council has set Thanksgiving as the deadline for the shutdown of Second Chance Village. It's been a busy week since council voted not to approve the zoning change that would have allowed Sage Lewis to continue operating Second Chance Village, about a dozen and a half tents and shelters set up behind his business on the city's east side. Along with the refusal on the change, though, the city said it wants to help find housing for all of the residents who've been living in those tents. Lewis and his volunteers, who've been keeping the village going, are taking the offer seriously.
It feels like they're serious. People weren't really on board with it like they are now, and that's great.
But Lewis says expert help is needed.
This is a huge undertaking. You know, if we can get 40 to 45 people housed in 2 months, it will be
astronomical.
This guy, Will, has been in this space for 15 years.
Will is Will Van Dyke, an Akron area behavioral health counselor.
Yeah, I've been doing treatment counseling for about that long. But if they want to get these people housed, you know, you can't just come in and say, okay, we go put him here and we go put him here, because you don't know their needs. You don't want to put somebody in a place to where they might flip out because they're not comfortable there. You know what I'm saying? So they need a needs assessment.
Amid a buzz of new people around his makeshift desk, Sage Lewis says a number of city agencies and private nonprofits are assisting in the phase-out.
Two people from Community Support Services started doing their official intake process. Those are big forms. It took them an hour to do one. We're at like 40-some people here. So, you know, you're looking at 40, 45 hours just to get them in the system. But there is a housing team Continuum Care has put in place, and they've been emailing. They're on board.
As for morale at Second Chance Village, Van Dyke says it's not bad, but there is tension.
They're talking amongst themselves, and they are worried, and they are scared.
Sage Lewis says that's not surprising, and it could be worse if the city were not trying to handle things as it is.
There was a camp that they broke up in Worcester, and they had violence, they had suicides, they had the whole deal. This is not a thing that you just, you know, it's just everything's going to be fine. This is real. Like, this is, in fact, there's a guy that's been talking to me about, you know, having suicidal thoughts. Like, he's really worried because his background is very difficult, very challenging. He doesn't really believe anybody will ever house him.
Second Chance Village resident Rochelle DeVoe ended up there after her marriage ended, and then she lost her job. She's concerned, too, not so much with the transition, but with how publicity is causing stereotyping that may hurt the efforts of many at Second Chance Village to find housing.
Yeah, I'm worried that we're getting a bad rap, and there are people here, good people, that don't do any drugs and that do not have any criminal records. They're just down on their luck, like me.
Second Chance Village is in Councilman Zach Milkovich's ward. He agrees with DeVoe that the homeless get a bad rap, and he says the time for action is now.
And we need to get doing, not tomorrow. We should have done that years and years ago, because Mr. Lewis did not invent these people. He did not invent them.
Councilor Will Van Dyke chimes in.
These ain't the only 40 people that's homeless in Akron. Right? So what do we do about the other homeless people? Are we just go take care of these 40, or is we go do something about all the homeless people?
Sage Lewis says he believes comprehensive solutions to homelessness are still frustratingly far away. However, he is encouraged by the city's evolving attitudes toward the problem.
I do believe the city wants this to end well, you know, but we are now just in their good graces, and I'm incredibly thankful for that. They're allowing this to go on, but you know, we need to make this happen, because the sooner or later they're going to get tired of this and they're going to say, enough is enough, go away.
Lewis says this may be the end for Second Chance Village as a place for those looking for shelter with nowhere else to turn. However, he says even after the tents are gone, he intends to continue offering counseling and meals and a place for the homeless to meet and talk. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.